My name is Andrew, and I volunteer for Kingston Citizens Advice. Kingston Citizens Advice comprises a group of volunteers who advise Kingston residents on a wide panoply of everyday problems, ranging from debt problems, consumer problems, housing problems, benefit problems, anything and everything that the man in the street might struggle with, we can assist with and do. We do help people through difficult circumstances. Some of the most difficult might be high levels of indebtedness, intractable problems with consumer products they bought, and more pertinent to what I do, because I tend to focus on housing matters, we see people in distress who are on the cusp of losing their home or have lost their home and are looking for sources of assistance from the council, from us, from wherever. I'm here partly by chance. When I stopped work, I was at a loose end after a while, after 12 months of buying the bread and the newspaper, I was looking for an outlet. And I saw a small advert in the local paper seeking volunteers for the Citizens Advice Bureau. So I wrote in, and here I am, volunteering. My background, I thought at the time, made me very well informed and an ideal candidate for a volunteering role, giving advice. I soon realised that I knew next to nothing about the problems that the man in the street typically runs into. I discovered I'd had a fairly charmed existence. I hadn't run into significant problems with benefits and debts and housing and consumer products, and I realised quite soon I knew nothing about it. What I thought I could contribute, and what I think I do contribute, is a certain facility with giving advice. I could master the brief, understand what the answer might be, and deliver it in, I'd like to think, in a reasonably clear fashion. So that's why I thought I might be suited to advice, and I think the outturn is that I think I'm okay at it. I enjoy it. After an advice session, one of my objectives, I say jocularly, is to send people away happier than when they arrived. That can be done because you often find that people have more rights than they realised, and that there are solutions to their problems. It's just a matter of identifying the solutions. So when people leave advice sessions with me or any of my colleagues, they will leave better informed and better able to deal with the problem they have, or if the problem returns in another form. They go away, I think, reassured that there's a way forward and better able to deal with the problem and its effects on their life. Advising is a two-way street, unquestionably, and I flippantly sometimes say it's enlightened self-interest that brings me here. For me, it provides an outlet. If you stop work at a young enough age, or any age actually, you need to fill your life with things that are interesting and challenging, and that's what this does. And it has the ancillary benefit of benefiting not just me, but those to whom I give advice. So it's a satisfactory sort of symbiosis, if you like. I am challenged. I get to meet interesting people. I get to deal with and think about problems that are tricky. And the end result is that if I'm any good, if we are any good, and we are, I think, the client goes away better informed, empowered, and at greater ease with the problems that have beset them. I certainly say do it. The qualities you need, you just need to be able to listen to what the client is saying, to feel a way forward by talking to the client and exploring what's going on, what it is that's troubling them, and what sort of end result they're aiming for. Not to make sort of assumptions about what they want, but try and be clear about what they want. So there's certain patience, certain empathy with your fellow man, and a reasonable ability to take the information that you gather on their behalf and to relay it to them in a reasonably understandable form. The fact of the matter is that the client and the advisor has it's an iterative process. If one side doesn't understand, you ask the questions, and the client can do that. So we feel our way forward to understanding, basically. One of the essential roles for an advisor, I always think, is you can stand between the client and the problem, or the client and the bureaucracy that's presenting the problem. And you can provide some simple, clear advocacy. The client is often distressed. and in his distress or her distress is somewhat confusing in the way they present themselves. I think a good advisor is dispassionate, can understand what the client's problem is, what they want, and then present that in a clear fashion to those who have to respond, the council or the benefits agency or a company or whoever. So I think I'm rather keen on clear advocacy.